Welcome to 7 Habits That Are Dangerous, Detrimental, and Damaging to Your Intimate Relationships. Today, we're going to be taking a look at that fifth habit, and that is avoiding those important intimate conversations. Now, in long-term relationships, one of the things that becomes very difficult over time is to be able to have those very important, sometimes emotionally charged, intimate conversations. They become difficult to have because we become so afraid or frightened of how our partner might react to what we're thinking or what we're feeling or just to what we want to talk about. And so the fear of having those conversations for many of us cause us to just simply avoid having them. Now, what makes this really important is that it's those intimate, emotionally charged conversations that actually build the intimacy and create the excitement of staying in long-term relationships. And so the more that we can have these conversations, the more intimacy that we grow. But for many of us, we just don't quite know how to have these conversations. And the fear that our partner is going to react in some painful way really keeps us from having those conversations. So today, my gift to you is that I'm going to give you five principles that if you employ these five principles in having all of your conversations, but in particular these important and sometimes emotionally charged conversations, they will make these conversations go much, much better, and you will be creating and growing the relationship of your dreams. The first principle is to be mindful. When you begin those long, those intimate conversations, those important conversations, before you begin, take a few moments just to breathe. Just breathe. Let yourself become a little bit more relaxed and be mindful of how you want to present what you're wanting to say to your partner. Just be mindful of how you want to be in the conversation. Not so much about what you want to say, but more about how you want to say it. So be mindful of using some of that global language, like you always or you never. So instead of using always and never, sometimes this is what happens. Be mindful of not making it about your partner with all the you words, but making it more about yourself. Sometimes I, instead of sometimes you. And be mindful of how you want to express your longings for the relationship, your desires that you have, the needs that you have, maybe the excitement that you have, the plans that you have, whatever it is that you want to express. Just being mindful of how you're going to express that. The second principle is, and I'll move my finger here, be flexible. Now, when it's time to have one of those important conversations, it's also important that you can be flexible with exactly when you have the conversation. It's important that your partner can really hear you and that you're really heard when you're having that conversation. So it's important enough to really schedule a conversation. So approaching your partner something like this: I've got something on my mind that I'd really like to talk about, and I just want to have your full attention for about 25 or 30 minutes. When would be a good time for us to be able to have that conversation? Be flexible with whatever your partner says. That'll bring your partner to a place where they are aware that you're wanting to have an important conversation, and now may not be a good time right now, but your partner can let you know when a good time is. Thirdly, be very clear in your conversation with your partner. Be clear, first of all, with yourself. Be very clear in your own thinking, in your own mind, of what's your intention for wanting to have this conversation? And what's your intention of how you want to be in this conversation? Secondly, be very clear in your own mind what your expectations are of your partner. Are your expectations that you want your partner really to listen to you and just kind of hear and try to understand what you're expressing? Or is your expectation that you're actually going to want your partner to do something as a result of this conversation? The clearer that you can be in your own mind about what your intentions are for the conversation and what your expectations are of your partner, then the clearer you'll be able to clearly express those two things to your partner. And it's important to clearly express to your partner what your expectations are. I'm really not asking you to do anything. I'm not asking you to fix anything. I just really want to be heard. So be clear with your intentions and with your expectations. Fourth, be curious and be open. Now, I said earlier to be mindful, not so much about what you want to say, but more about how you want to say it. And it's very important in these important conversations that you kind of stay away from, in your mind, writing out this script of everything that you want to say and everything that you want your partner to hear. But come into the conversation more prepared about how you want to be in the conversation, and then just be curious about what you're about to say. You have an idea of what the conversation's about, but if you kind of really let it flow and be open to the moment of the conversation, be open to whatever kind of flows out from that mindful place, then you become more open and more curious about yourself. And you might also begin learning some things about yourself. Also, be very curious about your partner and show your partner that you're really open to really hearing and listening to the response that your partner has. And most importantly, being curious and being open to whatever the outcome of the conversation is, rather than having your preconceived idea of what this is going to accomplish and being attached to that. We do have an idea of the intention, but not being attached to the intention and just being open to whatever flows from this conversation. And be curious rather than already deciding how it's going to be. And when you're curious and open, that opens the door for a whole universe of possibilities. And possibilities is what really grows those long-term joyful relationships. And the fifth principle is to be aware. Again, just simply being aware that you might learn something about yourself as you have these important and intimate conversations. And also be aware that your partner is not you. And that's a good thing. Your partner is somebody different than you. And that's a good thing. That's one of the reasons why you were attracted to your partner, because they're somebody different. And what that means is your partner will have a different perspective on things. And they'd be able to contribute to that different perspective. Your partner has a different set of beliefs, different experiences, different ways of looking at things. In short, your partner is very different. And if you're open to being aware of that, that difference is something that can contribute to growing that relationship of your dreams. So, when you enter into a conversation that you need to have, and if you can do that and be aware that you and your partner are two different people, and you can be curious and open to what your partner may have to say, to hearing what you may have to say, and to the outcome of the relationship, and you can be very clear with your intention and your expectations, and you can be flexible and open-minded, or being mindful. When you can employ these five principles, you'll soon begin discovering that in these important conversations, in these important relationships, aren't something that you need to be to dread, but you can look forward to, because they begin creating the relationship of your dreams. So what if you continue to avoid having those important conversations? Where will your relationship be 6 months or a year from now? But what if, employing these five principles, you begin having those important conversations, and it begins opening the door to greater and greater joy and fulfillment, greater and greater intimacy? Where might your relationship be 6 months or a year from now? This is Dr. Tony Victor, supporting you as you're growing that relationship of your dreams. Until next time, stay connected.